After graduating from Marine Corps Chef School on the 5th of February, 1984, Private Andrew Brown, J.R. was issued fresh military orders to Okinawa, Japan. The papers in his hand were crisp with promise, and the official deadline, a report date to Camp Pendleton by the 20th of February, gave him a rare block of 15 days leave before his military orders took hold. Eager to spend time with his family before the long journey overseas, Andrew booked himself a ticket on a Greyhound bus, enduring the winding cross-country trek from Jacksonville, North Carolina, to his hometown of Visalia, Mississippi. The long hours on the road gave him plenty of time to wonder what might await him at home. Upon arrival, Andrew greeted his mom only to discover that Mom looks pregnant. After giving his mom a big hug, Andrew stepped back, looked at his mother, and comically asked, "Mom, are you knocked up?" He followed his question with laughter. Mom gave son a sly grin, answering, "Yes, you're going to be a big brother again." Knowing that his mother was in her late 40s, Andrew interjected more dry humor. "Ugh, y'all been doing it." He and his mother enjoyed a brief moment of laughter after their exchange. Speaking of siblings, Andrew looked around the house and asked Mom, "Where is Perry?" She answered, "I let him go to San Diego to live with your sister Jerry and to finish high school there." Andrew thought to himself, "So she wouldn't let me live with Aunt Gertrude and Uncle Herbert in Miami, but let Perry live with Jerry in San Diego." He was slightly irritated before deciding, "What's done is done, and I'm on my own now anyway." The realization filled him with a quiet resolve, a sense that the next chapter was his alone to write, no matter where he landed. Andrew spent his first day back home enjoying the comfort of family, soaking in laughter and conversation with his mother, Aunt Edna, and grandfather, who lived next door. The familiar warmth of their company settled his nerves after months away, especially as they gathered for a home-cooked meal rich with stories and gentle teasing as Andrew shared funny boot camp stories. Yet lingering beneath the surface was a restlessness, a distinct sense that time hadn't paused just because he'd been gone.